Okay, today's daf Tess. We're on daf Ches Amud Beis by the two dots, about 6 or 7 lines before the lines get wide. Today's daf will learn Le'ilu Nishmas Binyamin ben Mordechai and Tovid Tzvi ben Dov Mordechai and also Yitzchok Zalig ben Chaim Yisrael, all the Mishama Shavaliyah. So we're up to the two dots where it says.
First words on the line.
No, it's not. No. Muberes kishidel muberes. Ubra. When someone's pregnant, when do you have the halachic status of being pregnant that now you have dayashaita? The answer is mishidel ubra, when you know you're pregnant. Now, most women do not know that they're pregnant the minute they're pregnant. Not even a day later. It takes a while. The Gemara assumes, the Mishnah assumes here, v'kama ubar, how long is that? When does that happen? So, sumchas omer mishumer meir shlosh chadashim, 3 months. V'aval pishein raya l'davar, I have no raya for that. That's 3 months. Zecher l'davar, this is zecher for that. Because it says by Tamar, in Parshas Vayeshev, shenemar vayhi kimi shlosh chadashim, it was when she was, then everyone said, oh my goodness, she's pregnant. But she's not married. How did she get pregnant? So when she was 3 months, they realized she's pregnant. So, zecher l'davar, kruxiv rai gadolhi. What do you mean it's a zecher? It's a beferish haraya. That when a woman is 3 months old, when a woman is 3 months pregnant, she could say she's pregnant. So the Gemara says, no. Mishum de'ikah li'alda l'tes, vikah li'alda l'sheva. Well, some women give birth at 7 months, and some women give birth at 9 months. So 3 months is only an indication for a 9-month pregnancy. But for a 7-month pregnancy, it's earlier. Because basically it's a third. So a third of 7 is more, less than 3. So it's not a raya. It's only a zecher. Fine. Next. Tanu Rabbanan. Haresha, listen to this. Haresha haya becheskas muberes. Okay? There was a chazaka that she was pregnant. What does it mean there's a chazaka that she's pregnant? She's pregnant. Then, v'rasa dam, she sees dam. What's the halacha on a pregnant woman who sees dam? Dayashaita. She only becomes tamei that second. Because pregnant women don't see dam. So if she does, dayashaita. V'yachar kach hi pila. But then she miscarries. She pila ruach. O kol darvah she'eno shel kayama. She miscarries something that's not a ben kayama, not a bar kayama. It was nothing. It turns out, she wasn't really pregnant. She was pregnant, but it turned out it was nothing. So, do we say 1 second? So now that she wasn't really pregnant. So now do we say that the dam she saw, we're going to backdate the tumah because she wasn't really pregnant? No, we don't say that. Harei b'cheskasa v'dayashaita. She remains in her chazaka and dayashaita. Says Rashi, lo amrinan. We don't say igoy milsel emafreya that retroactively comes out. Delav harayon hu, that it wasn't a pregnancy. Vitame at taharas me'ez le'ez shel ri'iyah. And we're going to backdate the ri'iyah. We don't say that. Okay? Af agav shein raya l'davar. There's a raya for this. Zecher l'davar, there's a zecher. Shinamar says, it says like this. Harenu chalanu, we're going to be, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Yes, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. In the future, talking about the bad state of Klai Yisrael, Hareinu chalanu k'mo yoladnu ruach. We're going to be sad like the women that miscarry. If you have pain of labor, but it ends up in a baby, so that's okay. But to have pain and not to have it even the baby, that's what we're going to be like. You hear that mashal? That's what we're going to be like. Like the pain of childbirth without even the baby. No good comes of that. So what do you see? That it's still considered a pregnancy. So it's pasuk in Yeshaya that even though there's a miscarriage, it's still considered something. My zecher l'davar, harai gadol, it's a beferish haraya. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ki k'siv ha'ikrab, it's a charm k'siv. That pasuk is talking about men. It's not a halachic discussion about pregnancies and miscarriages. It's a mashal. That when we're going to be so sad and life is going to be so stinky that it's going to be like having pregnancies without having the baby. That's not a riot or anything. It's a zecher. Okay? Viraminhu. Now comes the halachic question. Kashasa shnayim v'shlishi. If a woman is, she's in labor for 2-3 days, hipila ruach, and then she miscarries. She miscarries ruach, wind, whatever that means. Oh, kol darash einu shel kayama. The bottom line is, it's not a ben kayama. It was not a viable baby. Harezeh yoledes bezov. Then it's as if she had a baby when she was a zov. What does that mean? Says Rashi on the bottom. So we have a rule that you can't, you may, dam ziva is when she's a woman in her 11 days and she sees dam, she becomes a zava. What about if she has a baby during the 11 days? Dam of a leda is not dam ziva. It's a different thing. What if she's bleeding for 3 days having a baby? It's still not a thing. What if she miscarries? What if she's in labor for 3 days during her 11 days and it turns out she miscarried? So it was not even a leda. This, we've been saying all along, what do you mean? It's still considered dayashaita, it's a chazaka, she was pregnant. Now the Brisa says, no, if she was miscarrying, if she was in labor for 3 days, and she bled for 3 days, and then she miscarried, she's a zava. A fear for zava gedola.
This is all not possible, by the way.
What's not possible?
If she, for her to be a zava, she had to have her hamida before.
No.
A zava is not like, she hasn't had her hamida for at least 2 months, so she become a zava?
We don't know what a zava is.
What?
We don't know what it is. Seeing blood for 3 days has not come from the...
The only difference between Zava and Anita is a few differences. One difference is when it happens.
Right.
It's one difference, when it happens. So another difference is Zava requires Shiva Nikim and Anita does not. Right. Minat Torah.
So the Zava Katana is after the 11 days.
Yeah.
Okay, she has her period, then she has Anita, then she has 7 days. Or
No, the Anita is the 7 days. Then she has 11 days.
11 days.
During these 11 days, if she sees Dan 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zava Gadol.
Correct. She cannot get pregnant and had something that could be considered known as a pregnancy during 11 days. There's not enough time for anything.
No. This could be a month later.
So for a month she hasn't had a
She's 2 months pregnant. Okay. She's 2 months pregnant.
And now she sees Dan.
Right.
So that Dan is considered a Zava?
That's a good question. It's a fair question. That's a good question. But I hear you. It's a good question. I don't have an answer to that question. Look what Rashi says. Rashi, let's look at the case. Rashi says, Nami, the last Rashi, Nami Rasa, which means she also saw on the third day. In other words, she's in labor for 3 days, and she's bleeding for 3 days. Then she miscarries. Right? Bo Bayom. She's no longer bleeding from the pain. Because she had the baby came out. Hare Le Dezu, Bezov, this is a leda when she was a zava. V'tzricha shiva nikiyim, v'karbon lezivasa. The kivin de la vladhu, haviziva ma'aliyah. Since there's no baby, because she miscarried, and it was no ruachai, it was no ben kayama, it was nothing, then she becomes a zava. We just said that no, the pregnancy stays as a chazaka, even if you miscarry. So it's a stira. So, right, you hear the stira? V'ya marta leda ma'aliyah sahi. If you tell me that these births are considered good births, Koshi tamach leda rachmana tarei, so that we know that there's no zava during pregnancy. You become tamei because you had a baby. It's a different thing, not zava. So amar v'papi hanach me'ez de'ez de la rabbanon. Leave alone, backdating, which is only within the rabbanon anyway. So Rashi says amar v'papi in yes vaday lav ledihi. Of course it's not a leda. Of course it's not a leda, right? Aval inyan daya shaita chashiv vlad demeis leis derabanan. We're not going to be so machmir by all those cases to go backtrack, to go backdate. That we're not going to do. Why? Because the whole thing is a derabanan. So to backdate the tumah of derabanan, that we're not going to do. Is it a leda? Of course not. And that's why if she bleeds for 3 days, she's considered a zava.
It says she had labor pains for 3 days.
Right.
Question, you don't have labor pains for a 15-week pregnancy. A pregnancy.
Who knows? How do you know? Rav Papa Amar, Midi Hu Taima, the whole reason is that why is it that a pregnant woman doesn't have blood, doesn't bleed? Because Elamishum, the Rosha Kaved Aleha, the evara kaveda aleha. She had her head hurts, her joints hurt, her limbs hurt, everything about when your woman's pregnant and she's in pain. Hachanami, so do over here. Rosh of evara kavedin aleha. She's in pain. Therefore, says Rashi in the last wide line, afa gaf, the lavladhu, even though it's not really a baby, because it was a miscarriage, afilu hachi, nevertheless, dayashaita. Still dayashaita. Why? The time of the muberes dayashaita. Why is the muberes dayashaita? Mishum the rosh of avera kvedim, because she has pain all over, aches and pains all over. Machmas choli, because she's sick. Not sick like a you know someone who has a cold, but she's in a state of illness. So lufikach the mer muslokin. So the dam stops. Hilkach beheron shal ruach nami rosh avera kvedim. What's the difference if she miscarried? Why does that change anything? Why does that change anything? She's still in the status of an illness. She's not feeling well. Pregnancy's uncomfortable. Whatever. And then she had a miscarriage. So what? Why should that change anything? Says Rav Papa, it doesn't change anything. Therefore, we don't backdate it. Okay. Boy b'nei Rabbi Yirmiyah mer b'zera. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks Zera the following question. It's a very difficult question to understand. Very difficult question. Rasa, she sees dam. The achakach hukar ubra mahu. And then she realizes that she's pregnant. So she saw dam on Sunday. On Wednesday, she realized, oh, I'm pregnant. So do we backdate the dam now? So the Gemara says like this. Kiven de'idna de'chazoi. When you saw the dam on Sunday, lo hukar ubra, you didn't know that you were pregnant. So then metame. We should backdate the tumah. Why? Because we always backdate Tumah. We always backdate the dam. We only say Dayashaita by four women. A pregnant is one of them. So right? O Dilma, or maybe, Kivan de Samachla, since it's very close by, Sunday to Wednesday, Sunday to Tuesday, not only a few days later, maybe Chazoy lo metame. We shouldn't backdate the Tumah. Why? What's the question? It's a very difficult question. Right now, she's not pregnant. Well, she doesn't know she's pregnant.
Yeah,
she so the halacha is, what?
But he must have been pregnant.
I know, but the halacha is it goes to when you know. Not by when you are, when you know. Right? We're going to get to Rav Moshe in a few minutes about the things, how it changed. But right now, that's the halacha in the Gemara. It goes by when you know. Not when you are, when you find out. Like I said, women become pregnant, they don't know for a month or two. They don't know right away. Right? So it goes by when you know. That's what the Gemara said. When you know. Not when you are, when you know. So if you know, if on Monday, on Sunday, you saw dam. Now on Tuesday you realize you're pregnant. So do we say what's the havamina? What's the havamina to say that it's dayashaita? What's the havamina? So he says the quotes in the name of the Ramban that perhaps you know pregnancy. It's true. The minute you become pregnant, you become pregnant that second you become pregnant already. But you don't know till you know a month, two, some, 3 months later. A
woman, yes, but at that point.
Yeah.
Your knowledge is not merely that you're pregnant, but that you are X weeks pregnant. And that means that the weeks that you are pregnant means that you were pregnant.
I know that, but the Zman is when you know. So if you find out, you don't know anything until you're 3 months pregnant. So what about 2 months ago? You were a month pregnant then? The answer is, over then we say Meis Leis. Right?
Yeah.
So why? Because we don't backdate until you know. Here, the question is, but it's within 2 days. Right in the same amount of time. Maybe even the same day. So the Ramban says, well, you know, you don't know like in a split second. It's a gradual thing, so maybe...
How do you know exactly 2 days later? Was the pregnancy test by 2,000
what?
Years ago?
No, then she said, look at this, I'm pregnant.
Well, you don't show that.
At some point it changes, right? That's exactly the Gemara's question. It doesn't happen in one split second. It's a gradual thing. So all of a sudden, now you know. What? I understand. They didn't have tests back then.
So from a practical standpoint, let's say she had a bleeding. She doesn't know she's pregnant. So then it's obviously May's legs. So everything's already tummy. 2 weeks later she finds out she's pregnant. What does it change? You cannot now,
nothing.
You cannot change, say, oh, yeah, that was a problem. Is
no, so you could say, oh, 1 second. I became dam on a Monday morning. So Sunday night, I'm telling me what I only sat in that chair Sunday night. Not chair. I only touched that truma Sunday night. Now it's not tummy.
Wait, but you already declared that tummy.
Okay, now it's not, and now we'll know. Now we'll say it's not tummy. Because then I realized I was pregnant. I was pregnant then too. So do we say that? It's a very difficult question. The Rabban says, well, because it's a gradual thing, so it doesn't happen in one split second. Oh, a few days, so not, within the same day or two, we'll say it's all the same pregnancy. That's how they explain it. Amalei, midihu taima el mishum derosha kaved alea vevarin kavedin alea. So the whole the whole story is that she knows she's pregnant, and she feels aches and pains in her joints. But when she saw here, ein rosha kaved alea ve'ein evarin kaved alea, she didn't have those feelings, right? And therefore, we would not say dayashaita. We would not say that, and then the me'eith le'eis remains. Okay. Boy, minyahu saba be Rabbi Yochanan, higia eis vest bimei avura v'lo bodka mahu. So, a woman's pregnant now. A vest means a regular cycle interval. So she has a regular interval that on the 13th of the month she's going to become a nida, right? And what happens is the 13th of the month she's pregnant. So what do I have to check myself for? I'm pregnant, right? So she doesn't check herself. She doesn't check. Why should she check? She's pregnant. Then, v'lo abadka mahu. What's the story? You know what's the story? So, kami boyle aliba demand darma vesos daraisa? Mai. If you hold vestos a daraisa, this is a halacha daraisa, that she has to check herself before she can be with her husband. What's the story? Kivan the vestos daraisa boy bedika. Since the vest is daraisa, she has to check herself. Says Rashi, vestos daraisa, osa bedika, listen to this Rashi, osa bedika, this bedika, she had shtricha le'isha le'idabek, le'ibadek, the woman has to check. Bishas vest, devar Torahu. It's from the Torah. Now Rashi says three controversial words. V'halacha l'moshe misinai. What does that mean? He just said it's from the Torah. Halacha l'moshe misinai, what's he adding? Why? D'urach b'zman oba. Because this is the time it should happen. So the Torah said, listen, it's part of a woman's life. It's a regular thing. So if she is a regular woman with a regular cycle, she's got to check herself every time. Happens, but now she's pregnant. So does she still have to check herself? Says Rashi, well, if it's Minat Torah, and meaning Halacha L'moshe Misinai, whatever that means, then V'im Ba Yom Vesta, if that day came, V'lo Badka, and she didn't check herself, Machzikin and Lola Tumeya. We're going to say she's Tamei. Look, Haman, we're going to say that later on, in Perak Kol Hayad, in the next Perak. But now there's a reason. So if a normal woman goes, the day goes by and she doesn't check herself, she becomes tummy. We treat her as if she's tummy. Why? Because it's expected to happen. But here she's pregnant. So now what's the story?
She knew she was pregnant.
What's the story now? So do we say that she has to check herself anyway? Oh, Dilma, well, given the dama misulokin, since her dam stopped, lo beina bedik, she doesn't have to check herself. What's going on? So Amalei, we learned this already. Remeir Omer, im ha'isa b'machabe, she's in hiding. She's hiding from the Nazis. She's in hiding. V'igia shas vest, and now it's her time to check herself. And she doesn't have a way to check herself. V'lo budka, she didn't check herself. Right? Tahora, she's still Tahora. Why is she still Tahora? Says Remeir, shacharada mitalakas adam, because the fear of her situation made her not have a period. Which could happen. So she's hiding from the enemy, right? She's hiding from Goyim, something, whatever it is. And she...
Does it happen vice versa?
What?
Does it appear she would have a period?
No, we say just the opposite. She doesn't have. Now, Taima, the whole reason is, because she had fear. If not for that reason, higia vest v'lo badka tmeya. Alma, what do you see? Vestos daraisa. The kivin dika charada, demea musulokin. Since she had fear, the dam went away. V'lo boy badika. Hachanami, so too over here. What's the difference why the dam goes away? It could go away because you're afraid of Goyim. It could go away because you're pregnant. You're not faulted. You're not faulted. She wasn't faulted, that woman. She's in hiding, right, from the enemy. She doesn't have, and she doesn't check. It's good. Why? Because she doesn't have dam anyway. Because she's afraid. So what's the difference why she doesn't have dam? Here she doesn't have dam because she's pregnant. How can I? She doesn't need a bedika.
It seems a very contrived explanation that. I mean, isn't it easier to say, we have a command derisa to put on to fill in, but we don't do it on Shabbos.
So here, there's a command to check herself, but we don't do it when there's another sign.
Right, I hear. That's not what we said.
Exactly.
It's basically what we said.
What's the happening thing that she said? Abdul Badika during a pregnancy. It makes no sense. She's not having blood. Yeah. The vest is gone.
Right.
9 months.
Okay, next. Then Meinika, listen to this Gemara. Meinika, you can nurse. A nursing woman, doesn't see dam until she weans the baby, right? Achatigmo, until the baby's weaned. Tana Rabbanan, Meinika, how long of a time is that? So the Gemara assumes it's 2 years. Now, it's a machlokas, because listen to this Gemara. Menika, a woman's nursing a baby, nevach shemei spana, the baby died. Besoch esim v'arba chodesh, within 24 months. 7, 8 months old, that terrible tragedy, the baby died, nevach. So harehu kachal anashim, so she reverts back to her state of being like every other woman, umatam eis leith, and pekida lepekida. She's not nursing anymore. There's no baby to nurse. Lefikach, therefore, what's lefikach? Therefore, im haitha meinikes v'holeches, if she keeps on nursing, arba ochameshanim, 4 or 5 years, dayashaita divei Reb Meir. Then that dayashaita. The 24 months is normal. If she's a little bit not normal, and she's nursing 4 or 5, what's 4 or 5? Right? So Tess says Tosfos, 4 years old is for a normal baby, 5 years old is for a sickly baby. More than that, it's not a normal thing to be nursing a baby. That's not normal. That's already abnormal. Up to 5 for a sickly baby. And if it's a normal baby, up to 4. After that, it's weird, says Tosfos. So she's nursing that. But if she's nursing, what?
Weird till 4.
And if she's nursing till 4, then she has the same status as a nursing woman. More than 2 months, two years. So what? She's still nursing. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, no. Dayan shaitan kolesar v'arba chodesh. No, you only die shaitan for 24 months. Lefikach, im haisem enikasav arba v'chamei shanim. And she's still nursing? She doesn't have the status of a nursing mother. Then she goes back to being a regular woman. She's nursing at 4? That's abnormal. Kishatim salomis, if you think about it, according to Reb Meir, dam nechar v'nasa chalav. The dam inside her turns into milk. Now, is that a halachic statement? Is that a metaphysical statement? Is that a mystical statement? The reason I bring that up...
Cows, they
say the same thing. Do animals have periods?
I think so.
They certainly do not. They certainly do not.
Cows don't. I mean, dogs do.
They do?
Yeah,
they go on heat.
So.
Is that a period, though? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely shedding
in the liar. So, the Marid Al-Ghazi says like this. What? That which dam turns into milk?
Neither.
Which dam nida?
None.
No, dam nida. Well, I'm talking about dam nida, right? She's not going to be a nida because her dam turned into milk. And even if she's more than 2 years old, as long as she's nursing, says her mayor, there's no dam. So therefore she'll be dayashaita. So what do you see from here? That the dam nida turns into milk, right? But animals also milk and they don't have dam nida. It's a gemara that says they don't have dam nida, right? There's a Gemara in the Gemara
10
in Bechoros that animals don't have dam nida.
No, I'm just reading it. Unspayed cats and dogs will have a period, or more correctly, come into heat. And female dogs will bleed. Some dogs bleed.
Listen to this. There's a sefer called Sefer Yehoshua. It says, "Af she'enu shelo ra'inu dam nida bebehema." We don't see it. Mikol makom yodua sheyesh shat dam bebehema kmo isha. They have it just like a woman has it. Listen to this. There's a sefer called Hamechka Harofim for the name of the tzlach. Dam nidas rak b'nekevos adam, only by people. V'lo b'nekevos shalshar b'alechayim, not by other animals. Right? The Rabbeinu B'chai says the same thing in Vayikra. There's no dam nidas by animals. Okay, so it's an interesting thing. Anyway, Ludivi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Evar Misparkin, right? But the reason why according to them, it was a 2 year thing, and then after the nursing, it goes back. What, so why for 2 years does a woman not have dam? Nothing to do with the dam turning into blood, turning into dam, nothing to do with that. Right? So what's their reason? Because a woman has a baby, she's not herself for 2 years. It takes 2 years to become herself again. Right? Lafikach, it takes her 2 years to become herself again. Therefore, for 2 years, she gets a pass. Now, is this a machlokas in Metzius? I don't have an answer to that question. I didn't ask that question. This question was already asked by Tosfos. It's machlokas in Metzius. What happens when a woman has a baby? What are they arguing about? I don't understand the answer. Lefikach, according to Reb Meir. Oh, now, the Gemara says, Lefikach der Meir Lamali. What do I need this Lefikach for? It's obvious. So the Gemara says, Mishum Lefikach der Biosi. No, because you only said that to be parallel to Reb Yossi, the second statement. Lefikach der Biosi Lamali. Why did you say that? I would have thought that the Reb Yossi Tarti Itzlei, Reb Yossi holds both, but both. Number one, that the dam turns into milk, and number two, that she's out of whack because she had a baby. I require both things. Kamash one, I don't require both things. Only one of them. Which one? That when a woman has a baby, she's out of whack. It takes 2 months to get back to herself, and therefore, for two years, to get back to herself. Therefore, for 2 years, she has the status of a nursing woman. Dam nechar v'nasa chalof. Rameer says, no, it's not the reason for that. That's not the reason. Not because she's out of whack. The reason is because the dam turns into milk. And therefore, as long as she's nursing, that's true. For Biosi, Omar, no, Ivar misparkin, no, her limbs are out of whack. Ve'ein nafsha chozeres aleha ad esav rabba chodesh. And she only reverts to her normal self after 2 years. Amar Biloy, my time is your mayor. What's your mayor's reason? That it could even go more than 2 years? Tichsif, it says, Mi yitain tar mitame lo echad? Who turns tame into tyra if not for the one above? The pasuk in Eov, I think. Who could do that? Mi yitain, who does that? Who could turn tame into tar if not for the one above? Right? Lo echad, not God, not the one, the only one. Who could do that? What's tar into tame? What's tame into tar? The dam into milk. Who could do that? Only Hashem could do that. Who makes a human body where dam turns into milk? Right? You have milk inside you? No. And when the nurses, the milk comes out. Who could do that? Only the one above could do that. So what do you see? That as long as she's nursing, that's true. It's not a raya gemura. It's a statement from Eov. Now, Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do with this pasuk? What's tummy that turns into tar? For Meir said, dam nida, turns into tar, turns into milk. What else could it be? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you other things. It could be zushich vazera. It could be human seed, male seed. Shu tummy, it's tuma. V'adam notzi menu tar. And a baby's born tar. Look at this. Right? That's an amazing thing. By the way, today, every baby's born tummy. Because the doctor's tummy, so when the doctor delivers you and touches you, you become tummy. But in the olden days, that wouldn't be true. Right? Another answer. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Elu Meinida. What?
No, Jewish.
Non-Jewish doctor can't be
the tummy. The doctor has gloves.
No, but a non-Jewish one's not a tummy.
I don't know.
Gloves don't protect you from tumor?
No, but a non-Jewish doctor...
No, how about gloves? They don't protect you from tumor?
I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
I don't know about that. But isn't that why everyone's tummy mace? Someone touched you. Right? Person touched you is tummy. So that goes back till Paraduma was lost. Every baby that's born becomes tummy at some point. It's impossible not to. Someone touched you. If your mother touched you, you become tummy. Right? Your father touched you, you become tummy. Doctor touched you, right? So that's the first shot. No, it doesn't have to mean dam. It means the seed. Semen is tummy. It's matami. And then that makes the baby get born. It was tar. That's one answer. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Elu Meinida. It's Meinida here means the water from a paraduma. We know that the guy's tummy becomes tar. And the guy who sprinkles becomes tummy. Right? And Shlomo Melech said, I can't figure that out. Right? Shahamazeh, the guy who sprinkles, umazen olav, and the guy who gets sprinkled is tar. But if someone touches it, he becomes tummy. That doesn't make any sense. Maze tar? The guy who sprinkled is tar? The pasuk says not like that. Foxivit says, Umaze may need the chavis begadav. The guy who does the sprinkling becomes tummy. He has to go to the mikvah. He has to wash his clothes. He has to go to the mikvah. So my maze, what does it mean, the one who sprinkles? It means no geya, the guy who touched it. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Vaksiv, it says, Mazeh, Vaksiv Nogeya. They're both said separately. Va'od, Mazeh, Boy Kibus, Nogeya, Lo Boy Kibus. The one who touched it doesn't have teeth on him to tummy, yeah. Someone touches the main eat, they become tummy. You don't have, the clothes don't become tummy, but the sprinkler, he becomes tummy. Ella, my Mazeh, what does it mean? The sprinkler here, it means Nose, the one who carries it. So Velicht of Nose, say the one who carries it. Because, Kamash Malan, the Ad Dori Kishir Hazah. Because the answer is that you're not Tamei until you carry the Nida, until you carry this Nida water. It's called Nida water, it's not Nida water, it's Mechatos, it's Paraduma water. It has to have a shear of sprinkling. Ha Nichal Man Dama Hazah Tzbich Hashir. That only makes sense if you hold that it has to have a shear. El Man Dama Ain't Tzbich Hashir, Ma'ikal Neima. But what if you hold it doesn't have a shear? You don't need a shear. There is no shear. So I'll ask you this question. If there's no shear and how much water there is for the sprinkling, why isn't it listed in the Mishnah in Peah? Eil devarim she'ein lahem shear. These are the things that don't have a shear. Peah, what's in the list? Peah, Bikurim, Harayon, Gemilas Chasadim, Talmud Torah, Gesundheit. Why isn't this on the list? Mechatas doesn't have a shear. Doesn't have a shear, Mechatas, any amount. The answer is, it's a pashut answer. It's a trick question. The answer is, all those things in Peah don't have a shear. The bigger you do, the more mitzvah you get. Right? Peah. The more Peah I leave, the bigger mitzvah I got. The more Torah I learn, the bigger mitzvah I get. There's no shear. But the more I do, the more Bikurim, the bigger mitzvah I get. Here, there's no bigger mitzvah. So therefore, it's not on the list. Right? Okay? Anyway, even if you hold there's no shear. Hani mili agava de gavra. That means how much water has to hit the guy who's tummy? When you sprinkle him, how much water has to hit him? There's no shear. One drop is enough. Aval b'mana ba'ina shear. In the kli, how much is in the kli? Of course there's a shear for that. Of course there's a shear for that. Kedetnan, kamihi b'mayim v'yehen kedeh hazah. How much water has to be in the cup, in the bowl? Enough that whatever you're sprinkling with, that hits up grass, when you stick that into the bowl, there's enough, the water touches all the grass. Has to be enough water in there to touch all the grass. Now how much actually has to touch the guy? There's no shear for that. So that's the third answer. What's tameh that becomes tahar? This. The guy who's tameh becomes tahar, and the guy who's tahar becomes tameh. I said already, I thought I was smart, I couldn't figure this out. Okay. Ezehu zikna, we said if a woman is old, elderly, she's already also dayashaita. Why? She doesn't have dan anymore. Ezehu zikna, what does that mean? Who's zikna? Kol she'avru aleha shalos onos. If any woman that went three time periods, samach leziknasa. It has to be near her, some 21-year-old woman, for whatever reason, for 3 months, didn't have a period, she's not pregnant, for whatever reason. That doesn't mean she's a zikna. It has to be samach l'zikna. Hechi dami samach l'zikna, what does that mean? Amar Yehuda, listen to this. Kol shechavro se omeris ole zikna, he. When your friends will say, you know, you're old.
Then they say the friend.
Now, it says Rebbe Shimon. It can't be Rebbe Shimon. It can't be a Tana, because we said Amar Rav Yehuda. That's an Amora, so it can't be a Tana. They changed it to Rish Lakish, Rish Shurman Lakish. Amar Shurman Lakish, Omer, he says, Kol Shekarin La Ima Ima Vena Boshe. They call her, you know, Ima like Bubby or something, or Grandma, or Safta, whatever they call. And she's not embarrassed. Why is she not embarrassed? Because it's appropriate. It's appropriate. She's not embarrassed.
But we know many women who are both grandmothers and give birth. So you know.
Right. Right. But the point is that, right, but the point is that, I hear you. Reb Shmuel, Reb Yitzchok, Chad Omar, Kol She'eino Makpedes, she's not Makpid, right? She's not Makpid because it's Shaykh to her. She knows it's, V'chad Omar, Kol She'eino Boshe, she's not embarrassed. My Benayu, what's the difference between the two? Eke Benayu, Boshe, she's embarrassed, but V'eino Makpedes, but she's not Makpid, whatever that means, right? Right. In other words, she's not. She's embarrassed because she's not used to it.
Right.
But it's still appropriate for her. V'kama ona. How long is this ona? Amar Rish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Nesia ona benes shloshim yom. 30 days. In other words, 90 days have to pass, and then she has the status of a zikna. if it's appropriate for her, right?
So there isn't a concept of menopause in Canada.
There is. Sure there is. When it's appropriate. Right? When it's appropriate. So if it's a 25-year-old girl, for whatever reason, 6 months go by, she doesn't have dam, it's not a zikna. It's not appropriate for her. Right? What is that? I don't know. She's sick of something. But if you have a woman who's appropriate for her, she's at that age where she's not, you call her old timer, she's not embarrassed, and it's appropriate for her. So at that stage, right, she's a zikna.
Call her bubby.
Right?
So you're saying every 3 times 30 days.
Right. So 90 days have to pass first, and then she has the status of a zikna. For Rava Amar Rav Chista, Esrim Yom, it's only 20 days is an ona. For Lo Pligi, they're not arguing. Mar Kachashiv Yimei Tumah Yimei Tahira. It's complicated how you get to 30 days. One holds of Yimei Tumah also, so it's 7 days of Nida, then 3 days of Zava. It takes 20 more days to get out of that cycle. It doesn't really take 20 days. V'chadamar lo chashav Yimei Tumah, and the other doesn't hold from Yimei Tumah, so therefore it's only 20 days. So it's a machlokes 20 or 30 days, but okay. Tana Rabbanan. Zikna she'avru aleha shalosh onos. A zikna that 3 periods went by, virasa, and she sees dam. Dayashaita. She has the status of Dayashaita. Why? It's not normal now. It's not normal. So we're not going to backdate it, because she's already right. No longer sees dam. Right. Now that she saw, that's not normal, therefore Dayashaita. V'od avru le'ashalj onos v'rosa, Dayashaita. If this happens again, so 90 days go by, she doesn't see for 90 days. Now she sees later after that, again, Dayashaita. Why? Because that was an aberration.
Right.
It's also an aberration. Then another 90 days go by. That happened again. Now, she's like a regular woman. Her cycle is 90 days. Happened 3 times. So now, she's in that stage. Doesn't have to be exact. Even if it's 91 days, 92, doesn't have to be exactly 90 days. Right? So the Gemara says like this. It says, Afilu pichasa v'afilu hosira. Even if it's more and even if it's less. Afilu pichasa, even if it's less, v'lomi boi kivna, what about if it's exact? For sure, if it's exact, adarabah. Ki kivna, if it's exact, kavoy la vest, v'dayashaita. If it's exact, then she becomes a vest kavua, and by a vest kavua, it's dayashaita. So it didn't really make any sense what you said. So v'chitem a rabbanu who depliga led Reb Dosa. Maybe the only Reb Dosa said that if it's a dayashaita, if it's a vest kavua, it's dayashaita because it's going to come. So you don't have to backdate it; it didn't come yet. But the rabbanu hold like that. Damar isha sheitz la vest matame eitz leis. They hold that even if a woman has a vest kavua, we still go eitz leis. So maybe this is going according to them. The imchami by it should have said the opposite way. Falema it should have said v'losha pichasav osira. Not even if she had more or less el afilu kivna, and even if she was exact. So the Gemara says you're right. Change it, El Tani. Change it. V'losha pichasav osira. Not if she had more or less el afilu kivna, even if it's exact. V'boyseima haki kamar v'losha kivna. Not only if it's exact el shapichasav osira aval kivna kavul aves v'dayashaita. Umani Rabdosa here and Rabdosa. Fine, to explain that. Then we said, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Isha She'avru Aleha, right? He holds any woman, that 90 days go by, and she doesn't see Dam, and then she sees Dam, Dayashaita. Any woman, not just the 4, any woman. Tanya, Amalahem Rabbi Eliezer Lechachamim, Maise Briba Asas, there's once with a young girl, Behislu, in the town of Hislu, Shafsika, Shalosh Onos, she, what?
When did you say that?
We said it. Yeah. And what happened was,
he's arguing on the,
he says, in addition to those 4, any woman that ever has, so what does it mean? There was once a story with a young girl, and 3 months went by, Shalosh Onos, they said, Dayashaita, right? See, I'm right. It's right that I'm right. Right? Doesn't make a difference. This girl was not old. She didn't have any of the 4. Regular girl. And they said, Dayashaita. Amrulo, no, ain't Shat Tzadchak Raya. You can't pick a Raya from a Shat Tzadchak. My Shat Tzadchak? What was Shat Tzadchak? Ikat Amri Bishnei B'tzaras Havi. There was a famine. Nothing to eat. So we're going to be Machmir on the Dayash, on the Eitz L'Eitz? Not doing that. Not when there's a famine. Nothing to eat. And so she touched everything. It's tame. No one could eat it. We're not going to do that. It could be. Others say, Tahira's afish l'uvda, the chash rabbanon has to Tahira's. She was touched 1,000 pounds of everything. She'd tame all that. It's too much. That's an emergency. We're not doing that. Tan rabbanon. Maisa va'asa Rebbe Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe held like Rebbe Eliezer. Lacha Shinitsky, after he remembered, Amr said, G'dayo Rebbe Eliezer, let's make a B'shas Adchak. Okay, I held like a B'shas Adchak. My Lacha Shinitsky, wasn't it after he remembered? Elam Lacha Shinitsky, Dein Alacha Rebbe Eliezer, Elak Rabbanon. I shouldn't have held like him. I shouldn't have held like him. I made a mistake. So B'shas Adchak, Heichi Yavi Kavasei. What B'shas Adchak changed anything? The Halacha doesn't change when things are emergencies. What kind of thing is that? Ella, rather, the law is my halachas alo kamar velo kamar. The answer is, we don't know who to hold like. Umay, v'lacha shenizkar. What does it mean after he remembered? Lacha shenizkar, the law of yachid paladale, ella rabban paladale. It wasn't a machlokas one-to-one, it was a machlokas everybody against one. And you shouldn't hold like him, but there was no psak. So you know what? Amar kadayel, rabbi lezalus, machlokas, shasadchak. I can hold like him in an emergency. Okay? Okay, we're going to stop here, because the Gemara now starts a topic which doesn't end till way down on Yod Amud Aleph. It's a short daf to Amud Aleph. It's not easy daf at all. But we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. We're up Tana Rabbanan. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos. We have a minion?